This is our head mechanic, Jose. Jose is hooking me up to this lie detector machine at my request. Why am I doing this? So I can prove to you people once and for all, here at Creasel Brothers Used Cars, we know what we sell. If I lie one tiny bit, you'll hear it.
It's on, Mr. Creasel.
Good. Hi, I'm Al Creasel. Okay, I was lying. My name is Emmett Creasel. I changed it for the business. But we here at Creasel Used Cars aren't lying. We aren't kidding. We're telling the truth when we say we have used cars in A1 condition, A2, A3. We have used cars.
I love that riff. It's another one of our Terry Ford podcast episode things. Glad you could be hanging around. You know, I'm not like the biggest Steve Martin fan, but I love that used car salesman bit. That's fantastic. You know why I played that Steve Martin thing? Because it's wheeling and dealing time in Major League Baseball. Woohoo! We're wheeling and dealing. We got deals. Trading deadlines here are coming up real soon. So let's yap about the trading deadline and the Orioles. But first, you know, real quick, you know what I love about going to a car dealership to get wheels? You go in and they say, so how much can you afford to pay a month? And you say, $275. Okay, great. All righty. Well, let me go work a deal, and we'll get you in that car today. So you sit there for like 10 and a half hours. Guy finally comes back. Okay, great. Got a perfect deal for you. You're going to love it. You're going to be excited. We're going to get you signed and get you out the door. So you said you couldn't like go over $275 a month, right? Yeah, $275 is what I want. Okay, great. I got a deal for you. It's going to be for $310 a month. What do you think? Think that's more than $275. Anyway, it's dealing season, Major League Baseball trade deadline. And of course, the Orioles sitting in a weird situation. They're kind of in baseball purgatory. They are just close enough to be in the conversation about a playoff spot, but far enough away where you go, do you really have a chance? And I've been saying this. If the Orioles are 7 or 8 games out of a playoff spot, I say the trade deadline, sell, 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 sell. Wei-Yin Chen, sell. Matt Wieters, sell. Chris Davis, sell, 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 sell. Tell him, selling, everything must go. All the pending free agents must go. Darren O'Day, sure, why not? That's if the Orioles are 7 or 8 games out of a playoff spot. If you're sitting there about 5 games out of a playoff spot, 4 or 5, whatever, maybe 6. I get going for it. I do. Maybe adding a piece. Of course, not going to be an upper level piece, but still adding a piece. It's a Ben Revere in Philadelphia outfielder. Above average hitter. 325 roughly on base. I mean, you know, he's an upgrade to what the Orioles have right now in right and left field. And maybe you don't have to give up a ton for him because really the Orioles don't have a ton to give. I love this time of year, though. Because of the trade offers by fans. You always hear from a fan, hey, I think the Orioles, they need to go after Cole Hamels, the Philadelphia ace. They need to. Okay, well, what are you going to give the Phillies? They're looking for big-time prospects. I got the trade. We get Cole Hamels, and we'll trade the Phillies. We'll give them David Lowe, Travis Snyder, Nolan Reimold, Ryan Flaherty, Steve Clevenger, Tommy Hunter, T.J. McFarlane. What do you think? Okay, you're going to give back 6 or 7 guys that really aren't that great, and in return, you're going to get one of the best left-handed pitchers in baseball. Yep, see, I'm giving 6 or 7 guys for one. Don't you get that? That's a lot of guys for one guy. I don't think the Phillies will go for that, but thanks for the input. I always love that one. Look, here's the thing. If the Orioles buy, they don't have a ton of money. The Orioles, they can't afford to go to Crate and Barrel. They can't do it. They can't afford to go to Macy's. They can't be shopping Gucci. The Orioles, they'll be at Five Below, Dollar General, everything a dollar store, Dollar Tree. They'll be dumpster diving out back of the Goodwill of the Salvation Army. Orioles don't have a ton of money. Bank accounts dry. They don't have prospects to deal. Farm system's not that deep. The two best Oriole prospects, Hunter Harvey, Dylan Bundy, both hurt. Again. And it's kind of tough to call a team, and we'll just say, what the heck. You call the Milwaukee Brewers about Carlos Gomez, Cincinnati Reds about Jay Bruce, two outfielders, really good offensive players, or good offensive players. You say, hey, we'd like to have Jay Bruce, Cincinnati. What are you going to give us? Hunter Harvey or Dylan Bundy? Aren't they injured? We'll give you injured prospects. It's tough to make a deal, even though Hunter Harvey and Dylan Bundy are very good prospects when healthy. It's tough to trade guys who are injured all the time. Because guess what? Teams are crazy. They want guys who actually aren't injured. Yeah, they don't want guys who are injury prone. They're not really looking for that. You can't go to your owner if you're a GM, made a great trade, got some prospects. Oh, really? What are they doing in the minor leagues? Well, they're hurt. Oh, they are? What did they do last year? Well, they were hurt. Well, they were? It's kind of a tough sell. So the Orioles don't have many chips in the game. The bank account doesn't have a lot in it. They can do tweaks and, you know, make a deal here or there to, well, hopefully improve offensively in the corner outfield spots, or maybe get another starting pitcher or bullpen arm, whatever. But it's not going to be like a game changer where you go, wow, I can't believe the Orioles got that guy. Poof, my head just exploded like scanners. No, it's not going to happen. It just won't. Now, if the Orioles are 7 or 8 games out of a playoff spot, I say be a seller. Yeah, because it's going to be tough to gain that kind of ground in 2 months, especially when you're a team. The one thing the Orioles have been consistent at this year, inconsistency. And if you're still sitting 7 or 8 games out of a playoff spot and you're hovering around 500 and you got to jump over a bunch of teams to make the postseason, can you do it? Yeah. But you know what? Chances are kind of stacked against you. It's like, gee, I could maybe win the Tour de France, even though I haven't pedaled a bike in months. But yeah, the odds are stacked against me. And my bike, by the way, is a Huffy 10-speed from 1983. So the point being, if you're 7 or 8 games out of a playoff spot, it feels like selling's the right way to go. And the other reason is this. If you're that far out of contention, you got all these pending free agents, like first baseman outfielder Chris Davis, catcher Matt Wieters, you know, your best starting pitcher Wei-Yin Chen, arguably the best setup 8th-inning guy in the game in Darren O'Day. Trade them, or at least see what you can get for them. Because the Orioles, their farm system, it's like the Dust Bowl in Kansas in the 30s. Barren. Dry. It's one of the worst systems in baseball when it comes to prospects. I'll give you an example. John Sickles, a guy that he rates farm systems. And you can go to like Minor League Baseball Reporter, whatever, minorleaguebaseball.com. And you'll see Sickles' top 20 prospects for every organization. Now, he rates them A, B, C, whatever. The Baltimore Orioles, their top 5 picks are B-minus or better. The rest of their top 20 are Cs. C-plus, C, C-minus. The Houston Astros, out of their top 20 picks, or top 20 prospects, 14 of them are B-minus or better. The Orioles have 5 that are B-minus or better. The Astros have 14. The Cubs have 13 B-minus or better. That shows you where the Orioles are in regards to prospects. So if you are that far out of contention, 7 or 8 games out of a playoff spot, you got to jump a bunch of teams. To me, you trade your assets. You're pending free agents. You get prospects in return. You get the best ones you can find. Because they're going to be better, most likely, than compensatory picks if you hold on to all these pending free agents and then, you know, you get some picks back for the next draft. Get prospects. Restock your farm system with some depth. Get some guys who can help you in the next year or two. Because I'll be honest with you, out of these 8 Oriole pending free agents, if the Orioles re-sign 2 of them, to me, that'll be it. I think Chris Davis, see you, bye, have a good life. Wei-Yin Chen, see you, bye, have a good life. Matt Wieters, see you, bye, have a good life. Give us a hug. We'll bring you back for a ceremony at some time. We'll name a spot in the parking lot after you. I think those guys are gone. Their agent, 2 words, Scott Boras. So if you are far out of contention, deal them. Get something in return to restock your farm system. Get some prospects that can either play, you know, end of this year, next year, the year after, whatever. Because, look, here's the thing. At the end of the day, we can talk about signing free agents and making trades and stuff, but you need to have a good farm system if you want to compete year after year. Look at the St. Louis Cardinals, San Francisco Giants. Two of the best organizations in baseball last 5-6 years.
Salvador Perez, the 2-2. Popped up. Sandoval in foul territory. Giants win! A World Series win for the San Francisco Giants.
Yes, they have high payrolls, but they pay their own guys. The Giants have Buster Posey, Madison Bumgarner, Tim Lincecum, Matt Cain. All have helped the Giants win 3 World Series in 5 years. Guess what they were? Big money free agents, Ter? No. First round picks by the Giants, developed in their farm system. The Cardinals, they have a bunch of players come through their farm system. Either A, they help the parent club, the Cardinals, win on the field, or B, they're traded to bring in other guys. That's kind of what the Cardinals do. And they've been pretty good at it. Matter of fact, I would hack into the Cardinals' computer system if I were the Orioles. So you got to build the farm system. That's the way you have long-term success. The Yankees and Red Sox, yes, they spend a ton of money, but when they've been their most successful in the last, what, 15 years? They've had a bunch of guys on those teams that were homegrown through their system. So you got to, at some point if you're the Orioles, you got to plant the seeds, fertilize it, water it, grow it, and bring it on to Baltimore. At some point, it's got to be about your farm system. So the trading deadline should be interesting because we've got deals, 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 deals. It's Terry Ford. I'll talk to you later.
So Stan, you want to buy this Buick Centurion, huh? Good choice. Smart man, you got good taste. I'll tell you something a lot of people have these days. Nice to see somebody finally walk on this lot who knows a good car when he sees one, I'll tell you. So we read it up?
Yeah, well, actually, I was just looking.
Oh, hey, terrific. Terrific. That's what we're here for, Stan. Here you can look, browse, peek, touch, feel, taste, smell, do anything you want, take all the time you want. Nobody's going to pressure anybody around here, Stan. You know something, though, Stan? I really think you ought to buy this Buick.
Mm-hmm.
I think you ought to buy it today, right now. You want to know why? Because this Buick is you. The color is you. Look at it. This is your car. Stanley Dewoski is Buick Centurion Convertible.